We're holding over here in Amud Samach Dalad. Rebbe Bar Kahana Pasach Lo Pischa LeHay Parsa Mihacha. He approached the Inyan from the following pasuk: Kilo Adam Shetayv Lefanav Nosan Chachma Vadas. It says in the pasuk that the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu found to be good, he gave Chachma Vadas Vegoyimer. Kilo Adam Shetayv Lefanav Ze Mordechai. That's going on Mordechai. And the balavera he gave, he made a situation where he gathered stuff that's haman. Los is the type that came to Mordechai. The sibe vatosim estes Mordechai is haman. Pirish tova zeh ki yesh lo moed min amegila zois darke Hashem shneim tzadikim harishayim. This teaches us how HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with the Shoyim and Tzadikim. Kashem Yisbaruch Nois Natzlocha V'Oisha L'Rosha. HaKadosh Baruch gives Natzlocha and Oisha to Rosha Kdesh Yovah Tzadik Vitamina Rosha. So that's a Tzadik takes on the Rosha. Umashe in the Nois Natzadik Rakhali Rosha. Why is that like that? Bishvil Sha Rosha Einoi Chose Tomit Umevakish Oisha Umeasif Oisoi. The Rosha is always missing something and he's always looking to gather it in. So let's talk about this nekuda a little bit. This is something which is, first of all, you find it by Haman in the Inyan of V'cholzen and Eshavali, but it's a broader topic. Let's peg it at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the Mishnah says the difference between Talmid of Shobilam and Talmid of Shavram is Nefesh Rechava, is a Midah of Bilam. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the Nekud a little bit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created two worlds, Olam Haba, where it is the Olam Haba is the Makom Tainuk. It's the makom where things are as they should be. It's the makom of lekabel schar or mishatar parashavas yochel b'shavas. That's olam haba. There is a second inyan of olam hazeh, which is ayom lasosat. If you split those two inyanim apart, you get really a metzias where you can't. You have something that's a problem. The person who is mistapik b'muot has what he has and is not looking to gather anything. The person who is driven to take, to bring in, to have more, that type of person, it does not have a nefesh sveya and is always looking to bring in. If you disconnect it, the person who's not motivated, who has what he has and is happy with what he has, is not going to do anything. If a person's midah is being mistopic and enjoying what he has, then he's not going anywhere. The Mesillas Yesharim, when he speaks in Musa, his Aleph, his first Musa is, don't think that you in Olam Haba you're going to be happy with what you have, and you say, listen, I'm mistapik b'muad, this is what I have, and that's enough. He says, no one in this world is mistapik b'muad, so why would you think that you're going to be mistapik b'muad be'etzem Olam Haba? That's where he puts it down. A person is driven by kin and so on. So a person's midah of being mistapik with what he has, the mode of being misaneg with what he has is not a mode that gathers things and draws things and so on. The mode of the person who is driven, the taiva knows no svia, taiva doesn't know any satisfaction, and mitzad taiva you keep going till you drop. We always speak about this in Nitzavim, when we speak in Parashas Nitzavim with the Ramban about taiva. The Ramban makes this point, Lamashal, drinking water is not a taiva, it's a need. No one has drunk himself. No one has overdrunk himself with water, and become addicted to it. The masha'ein kein, something that has taiva to it, something sweet, or something is alcoholic or has a taiva to it, you don't drink until you've satisfied your need for alcohol. Not sure there is one, but you drink until you can no longer drink anymore. Taiva has its own mechanism. Taiva is kol kulo doing, getting, grabbing. A person mitzad his ambition. He has more money and more money in a business to fortify the business and insurance to fortify the fortification and a counter insurance to fortify counter insurance. And I'll get this also. And I have another pair of shoes, another pair of boots, another pair. Mitzad that kochus hanefesh, there is no bounds to it. I remember when. The Philippines, they overthrew Marcus, I don't know how many years ago it was, they found 20,000 pairs of shoes by her. And her husband defended that, you know, she wanted to make sure that she would have enough shoes for all occasions. So with 20,000 shoes, you know that you'll always have something to wear. But mitzad taiva, there is no bounds to it. Taiva grips, that's taiva. The Rosh's tchun, in other words, when we speak about a Rosh and a tzaddik is someone who's mitzias a shaykh to olam haba, and that's why he doesn't really produce all that much, because the maisa he's always, his mode is what you have is what you have, and that's that. A Rasha, it says there's a Gemara Mitzir that they call olives that fall off early from the tree are called Rishay Zaysim. The word Rasha means you grab, it's something that's grabbed. It's something that is Shalobim Koyma and it's been grabbed like somebody who's hungry and he grabs something. The tchuna of a Rasha is that he's always grabbing something, whether it's chamdus hamamon, whether it's taivas of food, whether it's taivas of other taivas, the person is always grabbing, because mitzad the mitzias of rishus, mitzad the mitzilum haza, it's hayom lasoson, it's lasoson. It doesn't connect to that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, there's a Rambam, famous Rambam Pirush Mishnah, says that. If not for Mishagoyim, the world would not survive. Because once a person would reach what he needs, why is he driven to keep building, doing, investing, and so on? I have enough to retire on, and that's it. The Teretz is, ambition won't let me. The world keeps getting built by people who build a lot more than they need. One of the reasons why under communism, things really, really stagnated was because ambition had no place. No matter how much I would do, I wouldn't get more. So as long as I'm not starving, it's fine. There's not any drive to do anything. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore makes it, the Rishoyim's makom in the world is they are the ones that build the world because they're doing a lot more than they need. Their appetite is boundless, and it's the tzaddik who has shaykhs to making use of it. The people who build the magnificent libraries are not usually people that sit and learn or read. It's bederach klal, there's somebody who sits and makes do with whatever it is. He's the type of person that can use it and so on. So in the whole Mahalach of the Megillah, Haman, it says, is kol zein in a shavali. That he said everything I have, he had 99% of what anybody could possibly have. He except for it was one yid that wasn't he didn't have in the bag. He still wasn't satisfied. In other words, the taiva had nothing to do with what the taivas hashulten had nothing to do with the mitzias. I mean, he could have all of Hoidu and Kush stand and bow all day long, and he'd never finish the people bowing to him. So there's one Mordechai stuck somewhere that's not. So what? The Teretz is it's similar. The Velt says it by Hamina. The Gemara says Haman Matar Minayin Hamina Eitz Asher Tzivisicha Lo Lechol Ochalta. That so the Velt says, what's it Sushtel? Because Adam was able to eat from every single Eitz in Gan Eden. So the amount of Eitzim and variety he had to eat was extraordinary. And Taiva said you have to eat this Eitz also. Why? I mean, there was no lack of Eitzim. The Teretz is Koyach HaTaiva Mitzanatzmoy doesn't like to be bridled. Koyach HaTaiva doesn't say you have enough. You don't need another shirt. You don't need another this. You don't need another that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there's an hug in the world where the Chotei's Oisef, the Chotei's work, the Rambam says a person sometimes builds a wall and works on building a whole building so that a tzaddik will go by once and be nana from its shade. So the Megillah where it says that Haman built up an incredible empire of wealth and it passed on to Mordechai is the realization of these two things coming together. The ultimate Russia whose taiva was boundless so that he was constantly bringing in this and at the risk of being a little bit political, I want to bring in a mind which I think it's either Rav Kook or his Talmidim used to say something, and it has in itself a lot of emes. The Eretz Yisrael in our generation was built by people who did not have the ideals of Torah and Yir and so on, and it was one of the things that was kind of strange a little bit. How is it that Yisrael is being built by people who, and the answer he said was, it's a mahalach where these people saw a goal of building and planting and so on without the tachlis. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mesaderit that they will be the ones that will physically build it, and it will become a place where the people who understand its tachlis will put tachlis into it. So to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating a guf, Hashkocha and Hog is creating a guf, and waiting, the neshama will be put in last, which may or may not happen, but it's the same mahalach where the kochos that somebody brings in is the kochos that are shayach to building up something belongs to the Russia, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes an hagah that it goes over to the tzaddik. So he says, therefore, ke'ena tzaddik muchen le'osher kol kach. It's hard for a tzaddik to become an usher because he's not running after it. Once he finishes what he... I don't need more than that, I need more than that. To the one that is good in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gets Chochm V'Das. The tzaddik is only interested in Chochm V'Das. All he does is want to supply his needs at a minimal level. Now he says, Chochmah and Das versus Oysher are two inyanim that are similar. Ve'elu she'edvar ma'chochmah Oysher shneim heim nikrim kinyan. Ve'odem koinoysam. K'may she'omer in zarkel she'kana chochmah. Let's explain this also. A person is born into this world with ambition. The ambition is to be bigger than he is. To have possessiveness. Mitzvahs don't really fall under the category of, you don't possess a mitzvah really, you did a mitzvah. I mean, lasid lava, we have it and so on, but it's not called possessions. In this world, mitzad, this world, possessions are physical possessions, fields and animals and b'chulhu. Mitzad, a person's toichin, chachma is kinyan. In other words, I acquired an understanding. I possess an understanding. When a person learns something, it's not, he didn't just do a pa'ula of mice of Talmud Torah. He now understands. His mitzias has grown and acquired it. So ambition is an inyan that focuses either on physical wealth or on seichaldika wealth. Both. So the Russia is somebody that is using ambition for physicality, and a tzaddik is using it for that. And that's why a tzaddik is never satisfied with the amount of chachmi he has, because for him it's a gedda like the taivas for the Russia. It's the same type of tshuka, and the Vanefesh leSispa, and the Russia, it has it in Olam Hazeh Kinyan. So v'zeh kinyonai v'lachoyte es ha'isha v'zeh kinyonai. So this is called a kinyan for a chacham. V'lachoyte noisna oisha v'zeh kinyonai ka'oisha tzor sheyikna de shiroidev acha oisha v'eino lisispe. The only way to get chacham is to run after it without being satisfied. V'zeh einoi toiv If you ever take a look at, and you take a look at the Tchunas HaNefesh, the people who seem to make it very big in business are people that don't have anything they enjoy be'etzem. They're always in motion. They're always, like somebody once described, you have people who have a personality that they always organize shiurim. They get a maggid shir. They get people to promise to come. They get money to pay them. They set up a place. They bring the coffin. Is that... when they finally sit down, they start fidgeting, and 10 minutes later, they're out. And it's because that's the tchunas hanefesh. A person has the tchunas hanefesh of this type doesn't have the tchunas hanefesh of absorbing something, enjoying something, deharing something, getting the atzmus of the thing. So a tzaddik does not necessarily get oisha. V'lachoyte nosen leisev lichnois pirush. So it doesn't have to be balavera specific. K'achoyte shemuloshen chisor mikol makom. Lachote means the person who is always lacking something. The word chote primarily is chisor. V'lachote, he says, k'achote v'loshen chisor v'mok k'moy v'hoy ani v'nishlom achatoyim. V'mipnei shubal chisorin roitze tomid l'malois eino achase. The mitzias of a choyte is he's lacking. And that's why he's always trying to get money. The tzaddik is the one who's prepared to take it in. And so the ideal situation is where the funnel that it comes in is, it's just like when you want to pour something through a funnel. The funnel has the following tchunis. The top is broad, the bottom is narrow, the bottle is closed. The Russia is, in the whole scheme of the Bria, the Russia is the good funnel to bring it into the tzaddik. The tzaddik is the one who knows what to do with it. The Rosh is the one who knows how to acquire it. And in Hashkoch and Anhoga, Kodesh Baruch Hu makes it that this comes from that. V'zem de katzadik bolei Rosh of Nevish Osoi, v'zem bolei Gamkin Oshroi. V'lekach yoyset tzadik mul kav oishe le Rosh, she Rosh ma'asa le oishe, v'tzadik mul kav oishe le Rosh, ma'ashe hatzadik mul ha'atzma le kav oishe. Katzadik enim muchon lezer, rak hatzadik mul kochum v'do'as. And you see it also not in terms of Rishoyim and Chachomim, but in the shutfis of Zvulun Yisocha, that's the key of Lamais of Torah, is through people that have the means to support Torah and the people that support Torah. It works like that. The type of person whose personality lends itself to making a lot of money is not a sitter. He's always driven, always doing, always pushing, always making, always jumping. The person, and that's a much better tchuna for acquiring wealth than the tzaddik. On the other hand, using it right, to sit and learn on it, it's not the tchunas hanefesh of the person who's jittery. It's the person who sits and is at some tainug, is the having it. There's a second added. A tzaddik who enjoys chachma, he sees realization of self in chachma, cannot see it in things, in worldly things. It's one of the things that are jarring, and I guess appropriately so. Somebody's learned in a yeshiva, and he gets a certain sense of values. He has a teres v'kiregas kasha, he finished the mesecht and knows it bal peh, he's this, he's that, and then he goes to, and then he's at a wedding, and somebody's worried, is this the right type of shoe that will match the right type of gown? And somebody says, you know, I just don't know, I don't get it. I mean, you know, at some point, you don't have an appreciation for it. This is that. It doesn't talk to you because it seems like a joke, umas to those things. One of the things that yeshiva tries to inculcate, and is as a Marxist says, what are the things that you really value? And a person who really values one thing doesn't value something else. It's just like if a person deals in finance, where sales are, where units are measured in $50,000, $100,000, a 5 and 10 store, you know, a nickel here, a nickel there, doesn't talk to him. For a person who values real things, and there's a whole debate about is this or that or the other thing, this one or that one, it doesn't have it. So it's sad that can't, has a problem getting things together because it's the the Russian HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Russia as a stepping stone for that. I once heard from somebody at Darshan, it's very cute, it's a folksy type of Jewish, but it fits well. It says, I think it's in A, probably, Eka, right? It says, you should see that you're coming here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking you into an Eretz, and you're going to be Yerush the Eretz of the Amim, and it's going to be Batim Ashalei Bonisa, Krom Ashalei Natata, and so on. So the person's medayik that Luchura it is repetitious. In other words, it says you're coming to the Eretz HaKanani, you're going to take their stuff. So of course the stuff that you take is Eretz Ashalei, Batim Ashalei Bonisa, Eretz Ashalei. I mean, you are getting somebody else's thing. What does that repeat again? Batim Ashalei Bonisa, Krom Ashalei Natata. So this person said that, he said there's two inyan. First of all, you're getting a free apartment. You're getting a free vineyard. That's one gift. And that's the going and you're being Yerush and conscious, not yours. There's another thing he said. A frumah yid, an erlich yid, when he builds a house, it's shlaki. You know, it's like a shikun in Bnei Brak. It's kind of, listen, how much do you need? You know, just paste it together, wall, another patch. When an Arab builds a house, it's an old katamon, those are real houses. So he said, it's not only you're coming and you're taking away the tiny stuff, but these are batim shel banisa. This is not borough park. This is first class housing. It's quality we're talking about. But there's an emphasis to it. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mesader in inyan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want Mordechai to have this tchuna and to be part of that malchus because then he wouldn't have chachma das. Haman was the one, the magnet that absorbed the Aisha. So the one of the anhagas that we see in the Megillah is this big anhaga in the world, that where there's a disconnect between taiva chemda versus the tzaddik that is mistopic, that has HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it for maximum effectivity, that the Rosh is the one who's oisef and lichnos, and the tzaddik is the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to.